This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar today evening. These projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Mr. Modi will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The theme for this year's program is Roadmap for Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. The 99th Common Foundation course, Aarambh 6.0, includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. The Prime Minister yesterday distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said, "The government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology, ranging from space sector to electric vehicles." He said, "The country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world." Mr. Modi asserted, "The government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth." Ahead of assembly polls in the national capital early next year, the Delhi Chief Electoral Office yesterday launched the special summary revision of electoral roll across all the 70 assembly constituencies. It aims to update and correct voter information ahead of the elections scheduled in February 2025. Through this initiative, eligible voters can correct their details and report inaccuracies in the voter list till 28th November. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, P. Krishnamurthy, said the aim of the revision is to include new voters, particularly those turning 18 on or before 1st January next year, as well as enrolled eligible citizens in the electoral roll. The updated electoral rolls are available at designated polling stations and voter centres. The final version of the electoral roll will be published on 6th January 2025. Assam police foiled another attempt at illegal Bangladeshi infiltration along the international border yesterday. In a social media post, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, "Tackling illegal infiltration, alert jawans of Assam police apprehended one Bangladeshi national near the international border in Karimganj and pushed him back across the border." The incident happened in the Karimganj district near the Indo-Bangladesh international border. The Bangladeshi man, identified as Muhammad Mustaqeen Islam, was arrested by the security forces after he entered the Indian territory without valid documents. Islam was pushed back to Bangladesh following his arrest. The security vigilance along the international border with Bangladesh was heightened following the unrest in the neighbouring country. Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made several arrangements to attend to injured patients during Diwali. At Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, an emergency ward has been prepared for the treatment of fire accident patients. Meanwhile, special preparations have been made at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Safdarjung Hospital to provide timely treatment to patients. Special teams of doctors have also been deployed in these hospitals. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Rama, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of the Saryu River. In women's cricket, India clinched 3-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as the hosts defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match yesterday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and Marathwada today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.